The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Into your mind's eye. And speaking of eyes, my friend Jennifer Horn is here.
Oh, that's Hello. Her cleverness. Yes, there she is.
I have two. Yes. One's just on the fritz right now. That sounds creepy.
Yes, it does, a little bit. So we have all of our friends together. Good day program. My friend Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Richie's gonzo. Victoria's gonzo. Roberta, who knows where she is. But we're here to have conversations about the things that are going on that are important. So let's make our daily trip to China, shall we, and find out what's going on there.
Why not? Like Chinese.
What would life be without good music? And this certainly is good music. Chinese come to your knees. Very politically correct. All right, so Eric Idle takes the side route out. Yesterday, a Chinese judge, or Chinese judge, sent a message to the populace by saying no to same-sex marriage. Is the first. Now, how many people, you think about this stuff going on here, hello, there are gay people all over the planet. This is the first of its kind, though, in China to have gotten enough coverage. Their news media covered it, and of course then the rest of the world looks at it because there are no secrets. You look at what's posted and people scrutinize it. I think last year, if I remember correctly, Jennifer, the same-sex couple filed a lawsuit after their request for a marriage license was rejected, and then they filed the case again, judge ruling that China's marriage law only applies to men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who say that the sanctity of marriage is ruined by having somebody of the same sex marry you, you might want to go live in China. Because over there, the Chinese say, yeah, they don't want any of those homos getting married.
Wow, did they really say that? Did they say it like that? It's pretty rough.
Well, I don't know. It was a loose translation of what the judge says. So anyway, you wonder.
The thing that does not... Okay, so yes, it's an interesting story. But the thing that gets me about this is the fact that we actually hear about it. Because China has such a tight leash.
They aren't hearing about it in China, you can be sure of that.
Yeah, that, I wonder if they are. I mean, they have such a tight leash on the media.
Mm-hmm. All right, so speaking of the media, the Russians in their media did not tell the story about two Russian fighter jets thundering over the USS Donald Cook. Donald Cook.
That'd be funny.
It would be, wouldn't it, huh? Have a ship named after Donald Trump. This apparently was the most aggressive move by the Russians in years. This was in the Baltic Sea. The jets didn't have any weapons on them, but the U.S. said the action was very aggressive. The U.S. and Russia, you know, Putin doesn't like Obama. Obama doesn't like Putin.
Right. And now if it's tussles true, over Syria.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it appears that the CIA leaked the information
on Putin.
About Putin and the bank, the Panama Papers, and that isn't making them any happier about the United States. But especially when you look at what a creepy, crude culprit he is, his deal in that bank, military-industrial complex, it was supposedly the Russians are at odds with the Ukrainians, but Russia and the president of Russia, Putin, president of Ukraine, are working together on a bank deal. So how much can there be to the... Is this all phony? That's why I say the military-industrial complex working all of this stuff is just a big
play. I mean, Putin knows that he's gotten one over on us, that he looks like, I mean, it's been clear in his actions over the last 6 months to a year that he feels that he's running the globe, where it used to be the U.S. was running everything. Yeah. Now he's the one that's shown leadership by going into Syria. He's the one that's kind of coming out on
aggression,
all this
stuff. Maybe not.
Aggression, well, however you want to say, he's leading and we're sort of following behind is probably how he sees things.
Well, that's because we have lousy leadership.
Right. And so this buzzing thing, buzzing our
just
ship.
Up yours, is, just get up.
Yeah, it's not. Well, it's two things. It's kind of the up yours, but then the fact that it wasn't. They didn't have any weapons on board. What if we had decided to shoot it down? Then we would have been baited into sort of a false scenario,
right?
United
States shot down an unarmed jet. What's
if I were those Russian fighters, I would the pilots. I wouldn't want to do that mission. I mean, who knows? You never know.
No. You don't. It's true. All right. Also, from the military regimes, a Navy officer named Lieutenant Commander Edward Lynn, active duty Navy officer, passed U.S. military secrets to other governments, apparently.
Hmm.
He holds the rank of Lieutenant Commander, arrested, and now, because the information is coming out, the charge sheet was redacted. So you know how they do. They take a magic marker and they push, they cover up all kinds of news media. This guy was arrested and people want to know why. And there was no information available for 8 months. He was charged with falsifying records, government records, illegally sharing secret information with prostitutes. He was charged with adultery, which is against Navy regulations, taken into custody at the U.S. Pacific Command. And so... what happens to him now? I don't know what happens to him now. I would say his future in the Navy is a little cloudy. I would say you could probably draw that conclusion fairly easily. But these guys, what prompts people to do stuff like that? When you get right down to it, why would you do, I mean, you got a family, you have people that you care about. Are you that selfish that this is all you think about? I find it very very disturbing, frankly. Okay. Now, having said that, the story right now I want to focus on is how well you slept last night. Getting up early in the morning for some of you, did you have a good night's rest or did you have fits? Did you stir around? You couldn't get comfortable, couldn't get your head in the pillow the right way, all of that stuff. Well, I want to introduce you to MyPillow. MyPillow is MyPillow. MyPillow is MyPillow. The perfect pillow for the perfect fit around your body, no matter what you use it for, support your head, your neck. I like to have a couple of pillows, frankly. I'm one who I sleep now because my shoulder hurts on my right side, so I sleep on the left side, and I find I sleep much better. So I've got a MyPillow under my head and another one sort of in between me and my pal. And it doesn't, it really makes things comfortable. So what you want is to have a patented MyPillow, which is filled with their patented product, and it you can move it around. It doesn't go flat, doesn't get hot. It helps you sleep like a baby because you turn yourself into it in a rather straightforward way. It's a patented product made in America, by the way. And you can have one that you pay for. Isn't that sweet? And then another one that you don't pay for. So give it, you take a couple of pillows to sleep with it, or maybe you give it to your partner. No matter what, second one is free. Pillows free from MyPillow. Do not waste another bad night. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Take advantage of this by using the promo code DS. For Doug Steffen, DS. Your free pillow is there for the asking at 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS. Change your life. Get a better night's rest. By the way, the MyPillow comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, 10-year warranty. So try the MyPillow. Got nothing to lose but a good night's sleep. 800-874-8985. Promo code DS.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts. Mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event. Going on now, in-store and online.
All right, we have 18 at the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program. Okay, here's for those of you who are agrarians like I am, you love the farm, you're looking for locally grown farm produce, you're a locavore. I do a radio program that's heard every week on a lot of these same stations around the country. You can look it up. It's called The American Family Farmer. You go there, you'll listen for an hour as we talk about problems the family farmers are having, family farm businesses are having, and you as a locavore, what problems you're having in finding local produce connected to local farmers and all that stuff. So here's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being done here in America. I find the Brits are pretty smart when it comes to this sort of thing. There's a reality in a store owned by a German company, and I think they're actually going to do it in England, but they started it in Berlin. It's an indoor farming box, for lack of a better. It's a garden in the store.
It's one of those vertical gardens, sort of.
Yeah.
Where they've
it's
got
like
the
a
garden
refrigerator in a sense. Looks like it's a clear, and you walk in there and pick out your lettuce or your greens, whatever you want. And this is something that you can do. The stores do it every day. They're open every day. So there are different things that come in. You go in, you clean off the shelves, and they clean it out, and the next day they bring in some more. So you got to have a big room out back, Jen,
yeah,
where they're starting this stuff. That's what they call it this time of year.
Yeah, the starters.
Here in the Northeast, they're starting to grow lettuce and peas, and some of the stuff gets put out. Some of it isn't. The tomato plants are planted in the hothouse, that sort of thing. But it's really a cool idea. So something, you know what, I'm going to open my farm store again next year. And this would be a great idea.
Something like that would
this.
Be cool.
Ah, be
Europe
terrific.
Gets it right. They don't use preservatives.
They're very smart.
Fresh.
No GMO crap over there. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
All right.
No patrol.
Yes, it is. How'd you know?
Yeah. I know this song, Informer.
I had to review some of the songs that have been popular here. This is the portion of every hour we get into music. And so what we'll do in the next 3 or 4 minutes is refresh your memory as to some of the number one songs in various years. This is by a group called Snow, and the song is called Informer, number one during this week in 1993. So let's see what we know. But as Jennifer knows it, Carrie, you know this song?
No, I don't actually recognize this one.
Yeah. All right, so what do you know about this song, Jen?
That it was a one-hit wonder for Snow Patrol, I believe. I don't think they had any other hits. And it was a pretty big hit in the 90s.
Really? Yeah. Well, it made it to number one. Okay, so that's a good sign. All right, number one in the next year during this week, 1994, is the year for Ace of Base. I love this song. This is a happy, fun, silly song. Crank it up, Kara. Good dance. Yeah, one hit wonder.
I think they had a bunch of benefits. But you know what's funny is I bought the album that this song was on, I don't know, like 10, 15 years ago. And almost all of the songs sound the same.
They do.
They all have the same beat. Yeah.
This was a group that was compared to ABBA.
Yeah. Well, not as broad as ABBA, but sound is pretty similar. You're right.
They're from the same place. The same. I think the group makeup was the same.
They all drive Volvos.
Yeah, they might.
Right. All right, so there's Ace of Base, number one this week, 1994. The next year, 95, number one during this week, belonged to Montel Jordan.
Now, this is
the
song that I know.
This dance song?
Yeah, this is a good one. He had a lot of hits, too.
Yeah. Montel Jordan, what's his background?
I don't know, actually, his background. He's another one-hit wonder, but this, again, was one of those songs. I think the 90s, do you think, like, pound for pound, the 90s may have had the most one-hit wonders?
Really?
I think so. I think so. There were less meaningful bands, maybe, in the 90s than other decades. We should do a study. Okay. A good day survey, Dougie.
All right, you're in charge of that. Let's move it up another year. 1996 was the year. This was number one during this week in 96. What's the name of the movie?
Oh my gosh, I can picture it.
Michelle and Robert?
Yeah, what was it?
It was on TV the other night.
The news one.
Yep.
Gosh.
Yes. Oh, come on.
What was the name? I can't remember.
You like this song, Kara? Richie's not a fan of Celine Dion.
Okay. Off of Jenna, it's Up Close and Personal.
Up Close
and
Personal.
Never
Thank
seen
you.
It, but the Google told me.
Really? Did you tell you who the stars were?
Michelle Pfeiffer and Robert Redford.
There you go.
There you go.
Yep, Because You Loved Me, Up Close and Personal, the story of a young lady who wanted to be a news reporter, then she became an anchor, and he gave his career over to her.
He was a reporter, right?
Yeah, and he got killed at the end.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I guess I won't go watch it now.
I'll let you spoil when it's 100 years old.
There's some good characters in it.
You'll cry.
You'll cry. I'll cry. Who is the other news anchor, the well-known actress who is Margulies' mother on A Good Wife? What the heck is her name? Come on.
Yeah. Watch The Good Wife. All right.
Okay, let's finish this off with KC and JoJo. Number one this week, 1998.
Soccer Channing, is that
who
you're talking about?
Soccer Channing, thank you. Yep. That was Guy
Bob. Google too.
Arrogant news anchor. All right. So we have. You okay with this, Kara?
Yes. Yeah, this song? This is a great song.
Yeah. That was slow for me. I like the dance ones. Even though I can't dance, I do like the dance.
I want to see you dance.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. According to a nationwide survey of doctors conducted by Gallup, as much as one quarter of all the money spent on health care can be attributed to defensive medicine. Defensive medicine happens when doctors order tests not to diagnose a medical problem, but to protect themselves from lawsuits. With deductibles for so many health plans rising these days, consumers are directly paying for these unneeded tests. At the same time, another national survey found that the vast number of injuries resulting from medical negligence go uncompensated. So, many victims of malpractice are failing to obtain justice. Let's be fair, the current system costs billions more than it should, but still fails to protect victims far too often. So what's the solution? A nonpartisan group called Patients for Fair Compensation has developed a new plan that would replace our broken system with a new one. It could eliminate defensive medicine and provide quick justice for victims of malpractice. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
After the hour on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Kara Schillen and Jennifer Horn. You'll all be interested to know that that little worm Ethan Couch from the Justin Bieber school of being a jerk when you're a kid.
This guy's more of a jerk than Justin Bieber because he killed somebody.
Killed four people in a drunken car crash when he's 16 years old. Injured nine others, spent 2 years, has been on probation for 2 years. Now the judge says he will go to jail for two years.
This is what's so annoying. The kid wasn't even in jail. He was at home, and he and his mom still skipped the country. Like, they were given a cushy sentence. I mean, if you didn't have to go to jail, you were given cush.
Right.
And then they skipped the country, and they went to Mexico, and then they were playing all kinds of games with his extradition, if you remember, because they were trying to get to the point where he actually would turn 18 to see if they could get a judge to expunge his record. But please.
A lot of good that did him, because he's 19 now, and he appeared before a judge as an adult, and the details came down hard on his probation. The judge, named Wayne Salvant, did an about face, told Couch he was going to delay the decision, and then he decided, you know what, you're a little jerk. He looks like a jerk, he acts like a jerk, he appeared anxious, as well he ought to have been. He had a prison jumpsuit on, and the sentence was handed down. Satisfaction.
He and his mother
family
both
members
should be wrapped
should
away
be in jail. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Both
straight
losers.
Back to jail at the Lon Evans Correctional Center, a maximum security lockup. This kid is going to have a tough time for a couple of years.
So
he's been in solitary confinement. Actually,
ooh,
they put
really?
Him there because they. Oh yeah. They,
because of his
prison.
Age.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Your kid screws up. Okay, that happens to some of the best parents, right?
Yeah.
Your kid can screw up.
Yeah.
Sadly, this kid screwed up in a really big way. What is the lesson that you want to give to your child after something like this happens?
That
to
you can
just
still be
suck
a jerk
it up?
And you can treat him like a jerk.
Yeah, suck it up and accept your punishment, and the kid will learn, hopefully, from it and go on to become a productive adult.
Yeah.
Or you tell them, oh, well, this rule's too hard for us. We're going to try to run. I mean, she's worse as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we are the way we're brought up. We're going to be the environment we grow up in is what's going to predicate what we're all about. And I will tell you that my son, as a drug and alcohol rehab counselor, most of the clients that he has, the kids running age from 14 to 18, are all, without exception, from families that are very well-to-do, who have basically discounted the reality of they're part of the overall, hello, you're a human being, you live in the society, you act by society's rules. Yeah, our rules are not applying to them. They have their own rules. And so that's how these children, I mean, I can't imagine a parent condoning a crack party at their home when their son is 14, and yet that's what Brendan has confronted with some of these young kids.
How does that happen?
It's I know, because your parents are clowns, are a you know what, and they have nothing on their mind except themselves. All about them, not about anybody.
Well, yeah, because I imagine if I did something like this, or even something way worse than what this kid did, my parents would kill me themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like there would be no way that. You know, they would know, and they would let me know that it's not okay.
How did you go home today?
You know,
I wouldn't have been able to go home.
I know. What's weird in this country now, and I want to see what you think, Kara, because you're as our resident 20-something, I feel like shame has sort of gone away in the country. Like, I know shame is a bad thing. No one wants to feel ashamed or be shamed. But I know when I was growing up, one of the big things was you didn't want to shame your family. You didn't want to do something bad because you would be ashamed. And I feel like we've done such a great job of working that word and what it means to be ashamed out of our vocabulary, out of our actions, that maybe we do. Maybe a little element of shame is actually a good thing.
Well, we don't have responsibility. We're not teaching it. We don't take
it.
And so you try to get out of everything and anything. And
we're doing the right thing because you didn't want to be bad. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I think there is now.
I think it's true that something has changed, and I'm not even sure how my parents taught it to me. I don't remember it being, you know, a lesson that I actively, like, that they taught me. It was just something that I knew growing up, that, you know, I would get good grades, and when I got good grades, when I got straight A's, we went out to dinner as a family, and that was our reward. I didn't get paid.
That was nice.
You know, and that was
a celebration.
Exactly. It was a celebration. We spent time together, and that was our reward for it. And I knew, you know, getting a B was not terrible, but not getting a B was better. And it was
be hungry if you got a B.
Yeah, it's not that you have to be ashamed if your grades are not fabulous, but it was just one of those things where you learn to do things a certain way, and you feel kind of bad if you don't live up to that, and then you do something and you change it so you're better. And I don't know if that's something that a lot of kids are growing up to learn right now.
Depends on their background, parents' background, that sort of thing, how they were raised. But it really is an environmental thing. In a moment, we'll take you, Jennifer and Kara and I, into the dream world of outer space.
Ooh.
Here on Good Day, it's 39.
We're going to Hawaii.
No, we're going to outer space. 39 past the hour.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all.
Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top. Watch the... Ah!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, so here we are at 43 after the hour on the Good Day program. Stephen Hawking. Is it Hawking or Hawkins?
Hawking.
Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, Hawkins, or no, Screaming Jay Hawkins was guy. Stephen Hawking, different, yeah. Right,
yeah.
Much different.
And the movie about him that was popular last year as he grew up and what he became. Many people think he's the most intelligent person on the planet. I don't know whether he is or he isn't, but I do know this week he's backing a $100 million search program looking for extraterrestrials. So Hawking published his first data bank online after, remember, I think we talked about this Monday or Tuesday, didn't we, Kara? The plans to revisit, or sorry, not be, but to visit a nearby galaxy, another star system. He wants to listen in by using two of the world's most powerful telescopes. There's a certain program that they have developed along with Russian billionaire Yuri Milner. They are going to search, they say, for alien life outside of our solar system, outside of our galaxy, looking wherever they can in the universe. Here is Yuri Milner.
This is a Starship, a gram-scale wafer containing cameras, photon thrusters, power supply, and navigation and communication equipment. It's about the size of a large postage stamp, only a little bit thicker.
Do you believe it?
This is the Silicon Valley approach to space flight. A fully functional space probe that can be held with two fingers and mass-produced at the cost of an iPhone.
Wow.
The limit that confronts us now is a great void between us and the stars. But now we can transcend it. With light beams, light sails, and the lightest spacecraft ever built, we can launch a mission to Alpha Centauri within a generation. Today, we commit to this next great leap into the cosmos. Because we are human, and our nature is to fly.
Does we have any theories as to what intelligent life might look like?
Judging by the election campaign, definitely not like us.
That's
humor.
Pretty funny. Yeah, yeah, a little bit of humor. Here's a lady who works for the Newsbeat social site reporting on Milner and Hawking and what people are thinking about the project, about this exploration project.
When people tell you they're shooting for the stars, you don't take them literally. Unless, of course, those people are Stephen Hawking and Yuri Milner. In that case, you just get really super excited. On April 12th, the world's most famous cosmologist and the Russian tech tycoon announced a $100 million 20-year plan to go star trekking. They call it Breakthrough Starshot. While Milner says the search for alien life is an underlying theme for Starshot, it also has a, quote, theme of pure exploration behind it. Here's the plan. Build tiny interstellar devices called nanocraft, weighing just grams, that can travel at speeds up to one-fifth the speed of light. Then use a 100 billion-watt laser-powered light beam to accelerate the nanocraft to the Alpha Centauri star system 25 trillion miles away. In a statement, Hawking said, quote, Earth is a wonderful place, but it might not last forever. Sooner or later, we must look to the stars.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
That's
Sarah,
right.
Who said that?
You just did, I think.
I did say it, but somebody who's also a famous radio personality as well, another famous radio personality said it, Casey Kasem.
Kasem, that's right.
Yes, he did. All right, here's LibTV's Nick Zickovic talking about the International Space Station debuting a timeshare that, you know how you go to Aruba on a timeshare? Well, mm-hmm. Pretty soon you'll be able to get a timeshare up in space.
That'd
by
be awesome.
2020, at least
that.
One part of the International Space Station could become a timeshare. The project is called United Launch Alliance. It's a partnership between Boeing, Lockheed Martin, as well as Bigelow Aerospace. They're currently collaborating on how to launch a habitat, which is basically the size of a small apartment, into space in about the next 4 years. That's pretty soon, and this is pretty cool. The habitat, which is called the B330, it has about 330 cubic meters of living space. That's not very big at all, and it could be either attached to the International Space Station, or it might even be floating freely. At this point, we're in the infancy of this whole stage. Mm-hmm. But ULA, United Launch Alliance, they're the people behind this, and I think it's pretty cool. At least in the beginning, we talk a lot about commercial space travel, for example, but like going up and staying for prolonged periods, I mean, that's pretty cool. And I know in the beginning, this is probably going to be extremely expensive, mm-hmm. given how expensive something like space travel is in the first place. So getting up there is going to be a huge mission. But, I think as time goes on, as we see, the cost of these things kind of lower a little bit, I think this is going to be something that all of us are going to be enjoying, hopefully in our lifetime.
Yeah. I could see
you would
myself.
Do it, wouldn't you?
I would. I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'd go, I want to go to the moon, and I think I'll be able to achieve that before I...
I can show you the moon if you want.
Shove off. No. I didn't say that moon.
Oh, okay.
I just said the
moon. Not any moon.
There's a difference between that moon and the moon. You just have to keep them straight.
Still sort of winter, so they're just as white.
Well, really. The moon is at half staff, actually, this week. We got half of a full moon. Looks quite out of the sky. Has been beautiful here. And gives you more of an appreciation of what these guys are doing and how in the world they can pull it off. Pretty amazing stuff. 49 past the hour here on the Good Day program.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara with a focus on Facebook. Isn't it interesting? Pretty much every day we can find a story on Apple, a story on Facebook, and then there are other things that we fill in. It's kind of like using filler around the Facebooks. Find something new and different. Facebook, taken to the skies. Ambitious plans for a fleet of unmanned solar-powered aircraft that beam the internet to the 4 billion people or so around the planet that don't have it. Now, focused on being on Earth, the most popular social network, most popular messaging service, built two new ground-based technologies that aim to deliver the internet to people who live in cities where networks are routinely jammed, who live far away from cell towers and fiber optic, that sort of thing. So even I'm wondering, now the Chinese have probably tried to figure out how to block this, but the idea is to use this technology to get to people who either can't get it because they don't have the ability to get it, there isn't the kind of infrastructure to support it, or because the government, like in China, essentially blocks it. Wireless antennas, say it again, Doug, wireless antennas that can improve internet in urban areas and rural areas, the Terragraph and Project Ares. What was announced yesterday at Facebook's annual developers conference. So, if you're big into Facebook, good for you. This will make it easier for you to talk to your friends in China. on Facebook. Meanwhile, the Instagram, the usage of Instagram for food, and this sounds a little strange. There are pictures of food. Have you ever done that on social media? We'll delve into how it works in a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence. But is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, if you've wondered how people behind your favorite food Instagram accounts can afford all of those mouth-watering eats, hashtag eats, there's a new Bon Appetit feature that social media influencers can barter free food and sometimes even get money for coming to a restaurant to snap a couple of pictures and promote the restaurant. All right, who admits to having done that? Would you do that, Kara? Go to a restaurant, take a picture, get a free meal.
Yeah, this is a great meal.
Yeah, I would do it.
Huh?
Would you do it?
I would totally do that. I Instagram food pics all the time anyway. I might as well get free stuff for it.
Right. There's an article that's being we sort of paraphrased in the story at DougStephan.com about the success of various restaurants. There's one not far from you, Victoria, in Soho. People going to Black Tap Burgers and talking about how insanely delicious their food is and their milkshakes are candy stores in a glass, Emily Morse wrote at new_fork_city. So there are people all over the place. There's a one guy quoted in here says, I know people who haven't paid for food in months. They go around. This one guy who's got 149,000 followers, and basically all he does is go get a free meal every night and take a picture of it and send it out. He goes to the cashier and say, look what I just did. Look at all my followers. Free. So our poll today at DougStephan.com, do you post pictures of food on social media? A, yes, almost every day. B, once in a while. C, only if it's something really amazing. D, nope, but my friends do. E, no, I think this is ridiculous. Actually, I think it's pretty smart.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.